This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He fought for years to keep this secret. Now, former President Trump's tax returns are being released by a House committee. 6 years of returns. The AP's Donna Warder.
The House Ways and Means Committee obtained the records while investigating what it said was the Internal Revenue Service's failure to audit Trump's taxes when he was president. Trump broke from political norms by refusing to make his tax returns public, though he did give some limited details about his holdings and income on mandatory disclosure forms.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, according to the holiday song, and millions of Americans are traveling to visit family and loved ones. This morning, FlightAware is reporting only a few flight cancellations compared to the whopping thousands canceled as a winter storm pummeled much of the nation. Southwest Airlines says it expects things to be back to normal today after it canceled thousands of flights over the past few days. But traveler Christina Ariazola, who gave up on her flight a couple of days ago, still had to hunt for her luggage at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
I've never seen anything like this. This is absolutely crazy.
She was heard there on WFAA-TV. South Korea's military is confirming that it test-fired a solid-fueled rocket this morning, triggering a brief scare among some citizens, some of whom thought it might be a UFO. We've pretty much reached the end of the year, and Congress has failed to create a path to residency for Afghans who worked alongside U.S. soldiers in America's longest war. That means tens of thousands of refugees who fled Taliban control more than 2 years ago and now live in the United States are in limbo. Refugees are now facing an August deadline for action from Congress before their temporary parole status expires. Gas is $3.17 a gallon this morning, up 8 cents in a week. This is AP News. There are worries about COVID overseas. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Japan has started requiring COVID-19 tests for all passengers arriving from China as an emergency measure against surging infections. The move came as Japan faced a rising number of cases and record-level deaths at home. The recent daily death count in Japan has exceeded 400, which is higher than at the peak of an earlier wave in August, when they exceeded 300. All people who test positive for COVID-19 will be quarantined for up to 7 days at designated facilities, and their samples will be used for genome analysis. The measures began ahead of the New Year holidays marked by travel and parties. Authorities have said that direct flights between China and Japan will be limited to 4 major Japanese airports for now. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Dow closed up 345 points yesterday. The S&P was up 66. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.